Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Raising a Secure Child, How Circle of Security Parenting Can Help You Nurture Your Child's Attachment, Emotional Resilience, and Freedom to Explore. Authors Kent Hoffman, Glenn Cooper, and Bert Powell provide a revolutionary approach to nurturing your child's development through the Circle of Security, COS, parenting framework. This book leverages decades of research in attachment theory to present a detailed, accessible guide for fostering emotional security and resilience in children. It is designed to empower parents with knowledge and practical tools to understand their children's needs better, respond to their emotional signals effectively, and build a stronger foundation for their future well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding attachment theory. Attachment theory is critical to the book's framework, exploring how a child's early experiences with caregivers shape their sense of security and world perception. It posits that children who have secure attachments with their parents are more likely to develop healthy self-esteem, resilience, and social competencies. The book examines the different styles of attachment: secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized, and their impact on a child's behavior and emotional development. By recognizing these styles, parents can better understand their children's needs and adapt their parenting approach to encourage more secure attachments. Secondly, the Circle of Security Intervention. The Circle of Security, COS, is a program designed specifically to strengthen the relationships between parents and their children. It is presented in the book as both a conceptual framework and a practical approach. COS focuses on the idea that children have two primary needs: exploration and comfort, which correspond to the child's need to venture into the world and the need to retreat to safety. The book teaches parents how to be a secure base from which the child can explore and a safe haven when the child needs protection or comfort. Thirdly, responding to children's emotional signals. An essential aspect discussed in the book is the ability for parents to read and respond appropriately to their child's emotional cues. Effective emotional signaling between a parent and child can promote a more secure attachment by ensuring that the child feels understood and supported. The authors detail strategies to help parents be more attuned to their children's emotional states and provide guidance on responding in a way that validates the child's feelings and promotes positive interactions. This helps in building emotional resilience in the child, important for their ability to cope with stress and adversity. Fourthly, fostering independence and exploration. The book underscores the critical balance between protecting children and giving them the freedom to explore. Hoffman, Cooper, and Powell articulate how secure children feel more confident to venture out and explore as they trust that there is always a safe base to return to. Parents are encouraged to understand the importance of both holding on and letting go. The book offers practical advice for nurturing children's curiosity and independence, while ensuring they feel the security that comes from a stable and supportive home environment. Lastly, practical tools and strategies. Raising a Secure Child is not just theoretical, but offers an array of practical tools and strategies for everyday parenting challenges. The book includes illustrative examples, diagrams, and step-by-step guidance on implementing COS principles effectively. These tools are designed to help parents navigate issues such as tantrums, separation anxiety, and sibling rivalry in ways that build security and understanding. The strategies laid out act as a roadmap for creating a nurturing environment where children thrive emotionally and psychologically. In conclusion, Raising a Secure Child is a must-read for parents, educators, and anyone involved in childcare. Its grounding in attachment theory and the practical application of the Circle of Security make it a critical resource for nurturing a child's emotional and psychological health. The book is especially beneficial for parents seeking to create a supportive environment that promotes their child's independence while ensuring emotional security. By fostering secure attachments, parents can help prepare their children to handle life's challenges with resilience and confidence, making this an invaluable guide for nurturing future generations. If you would like to support Kent Hoffman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.